The summer baseball season is heating up, and it was a busy week for several local teams, from the Humboldt Crabs to the North Coast American Legion clubs to the District 26 Little League teams. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have much more on all of the local baseball teams in just a moment, as we take a look at all of this week's big local sports stories, including news of the finalists for the 2025 Humboldt Sports Baseball and Softball Players of the Year, where three of the most successful student athletes in HDNL history are taking their talents next, and why it was a big week for one local driver at the Redwood Acres Raceway. But first up, it's been a very successful start to the 2025 season for the Humboldt Crabs. The local collegiate summer baseball club stretched their unbeaten start to 12 straight games with a series sweep of the Athletic Edge Express over the weekend, before hitting the road for six Pacific Empire League games this week. The Crabs took all three games against the Express, winning 5-2, 11-9 and 20-5, with Adam Enyart hitting his team-leading fifth home run of the season in Saturday's victory. Enyart and the team offense has led the way early in the new season, and the Crabs have been averaging almost 9 runs a game through the opening 2 weeks. However, they suffered their first loss of the campaign in their league opener against the Prune Packers in Healdsburg on Tuesday night, falling 11-6. The Crabs would bounce back the following night to beat the Prune Packers 6-3 after scoring 4 clutch runs in the top of the 9th inning. Next up, the Crabs will play 3 games against the Potters in Lincoln this weekend, before returning home to host the Chico Wolves in a single game next Wednesday. In American Legion baseball, it was a busy week for several of the local teams. On Monday, the Northern Humboldt Giants maintained their fast start to the season with a 15-3 win over the Wild Cactus, before falling to the Humboldt Eagles 17U team 6-2 in 8 innings. On Wednesday, the Giants swept 2 games from the Phoenix Pirates, winning 5-2 and 14-4. The Eagles 17U won 2 games this week. In addition to their win over the Giants, the Young Eagles also got the better of Brookings Harbour by a score of 17-2. The Eagles 19U team also was in action this week, defeating the Southern Humboldt 76ers 16-6 on Tuesday. 4 of the local Legion teams, the Giants, Eagles 17Us, 76ers and Wild Cactus, will be in action at this weekend's Northern Humboldt Giants tournament, which gets underway on Friday and runs for 3 days. The action will take place at McKinleyville High School, with Sunday's championship game set for 5:30 p.m. In local Little League baseball, meanwhile, a busy month of postseason action continued this week. The District 26 Tournament of Champions took place at the Redwood Fields in Cutton, with the Redwood Empire Padres taking home the championship banner. The Padres won all 4 of their tournament games, including a 3-1 win over the Eel River A's in Tuesday's championship game. Liam Kilgore pitched a gem in the championship game, giving up just 1 hit in a complete game performance and striking out 12. It was the first Tournament of Champions championship for Redwood Empire Little League in 7 years. Last Friday, meanwhile, the District Junior League All-Star Tournament concluded at Newburgh Park in Fortuna. And it was a good week for the McKinleyville Junior All-Stars, who won 5 straight elimination games on the way to winning the title. After an opening round loss to Eel River, McKinleyville battled back through the loser's bracket to get a rematch against Eel River in the championship round. They avenged their earlier tournament loss with an 8-5 win on Thursday to set up a true championship game on Friday night, which they comfortably won 16-0. With the district title secured, the McKinleyville All-Stars will now play in the area tournament in Yuba City, which begins on July 18th. The winner of that tournament will advance to the NorCal State Tournament. The local Little League season continues this weekend with the District 10U and 11U All-Star tournaments beginning on Saturday. The 10U tournament will take place in Fortuna, while the 11Us will play in Redway, and the winners of both tournaments will advance to the area tournaments. In local high school baseball and softball, the finalists for this year's Humboldt Sports Players of the Year have been announced. The 6 finalists in baseball include Del North's Preston Daniels, McKinleyville's Jackson Kelly, Eureka's Robert Williams, St. Bernard's Luke Brunton, and Arcata's Tanner Keys and Ben Lukens. The six softball finalists include South Fork's Mackenzie Coleman, Fortuna's Mariah Bravo and Isabel Sanchez, and Del North's Chloe Smith, Shay Nolan and Carly Harper. The Players of the Year will be announced this weekend. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, one of the best players on the North Coast for the past few seasons has announced where she will play in college. Eureka High's Angelina Conant signed her letter of intent to play for two-time defending state champion Folsom Lake Community College. Conant and her Eureka teammates Paige Rogers and Lorena Hernandez closed out their high school careers as the most successful ever local student athletes when it comes to the North Coast section. The talented trio helped lead the Loggers to four straight NCS championships and are the only HDNL student athletes ever to win four straight section crowns with the same team. Rogers and Hernandez recently announced that they will continue their playing careers at College of the Redwoods. And rounding out a busy week in local sports, the second racing night of the Redwood Acres Raceway season took place last weekend, with Raquel Krupa taking the checkered flag in the highlight race of the night, the Upstate Bomber Series main event. Racing returns to the local track this weekend with the always popular Redwood Acres Fair races. The action gets underway on Friday and runs for two nights. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.